This is KERA News. In COVID-19 hotspots like Wuhan, China, or New York City, death rates for patients on ventilators have been as high as 90%. It's causing hospitals around the world to develop new protocols and innovate on the fly. That's what happened at Parkland Hospital in Dallas. And as KERA contributor Sujatha Dand reports, so far, 3 out of every 4 patients placed on a ventilator at Parkland are expected to recover.
Todd Acock spends 12 hours a day, 4 days a week, taking care of the sickest COVID-19 patients at Parkland Hospital. He's been a nurse anesthetist for 19 years here, and he wanted to be on the front line.
Once you get in there and you start taking care of the patients, you kind of forget those fears. And, you know, last night we extubated a patient who I intubated 4 weeks ago. So they're finally 4 weeks later, getting off a ventilator, and it's very rewarding to see that.
Parkland has seen extraordinary results for COVID patients who are on life support. Almost 80% of the patients on ventilators are expected to recover. In fact, almost half have already gone home.
What is our process? What is our checklist?
Critical care physician Matthew Levino is the head of the medical ICU at Parkland. In March, he was charged with putting together a plan on how to handle COVID-19.
I have to be able to figure out not only how to care for these patients, but how to make sure that everybody that I was asking to come with me was actually going to be safe. And that was extremely stressful.
Levino spent his days and nights researching what hospitals across the country and the world were doing. He handpicked what he considered were the best options to keep patients and staff safe. In less than 5 days, the third floor of Parkland Hospital was converted into a 100-bed tactical care unit. The large negative pressure room maintains airflow, preventing cross-contamination. The unit is set up kind of like a car wash, one way in and one way out, with an experienced surgical team helping staffers put on and take off their protective gear.
The safety of the staff going in and out, the fact that they're in their gear the entire time decreases the number of opportunities for mistakes in terms of getting in and out, decreases the amount of PPE that we're consuming. And again, it allows us to really optimally care for our patients.
Levino says having all COVID-19 patients in one space allows physicians to easily move them to the ICU if their condition worsens. It's literally 20 feet away. He also identified a small intubation team, which includes Todd Acock. They handle the precarious procedure of placing patients onto ventilators.
I've been so impressed with the teamwork from literally the techs, environmental service, all the way up through the intensive care pulmonologist. Everybody truly works as a team. It is new for everybody.
Levino believes creating this controlled, collaborative environment has been key to Parkland's high recovery rates.
We really went into this thinking that we were going to lose, 40, 50, 60, 70% of the patients who require mechanical ventilation. Compared to what we were anticipating going into this, I think it's been a real source of kind of rejuvenation for the people who are down there, knowing that basically what they're doing is helping people.
Medical staff in some of the hardest hit hospitals worldwide have seen a much higher risk for infection compared to the general public. While Parkland couldn't release numbers of medical personnel who have been infected with COVID-19, Levino says he feels that staffers at Parkland are no more likely to test positive than folks in the general public. Acock isn't surprised. He feels safer in the COVID unit than he does at the grocery store.
When I talk to a lot of my colleagues, they all tell you the same thing, that they feel very comfortable in there, that we have the personal protective equipment. We know what we're getting into. You take the time to do things the correct way and the best way possible. So you really eliminate all those risks as much as possible.
Right now, the COVID unit is 3/4 full, but Parkland doctors say they're prepared for more patients as the state continues to reopen. In Dallas, I'm Sujatha Dand.